Track 4. Avoiding and dealing with scams. A tradesperson, company, catalog or website may look professional and sound sincere. But how can you be sure they're legitimate? Here are some ways to check their credentials and make sure you're not being scammed. Check their contact details. Ask for a landline number and phone it to see who answers. Be wary if the person only has a mobile phone number and a P.O. box address. These are easy to close and hard to trace. Visit www.gov.uk/get-information-about-a-company to find out a company's details, including its registered address. If the address is overseas, the usual consumer rights may not apply or could be tough to enforce. Good to know. If in doubt, always get further advice from the Citizens Advice Consumer Service. Their contact details are on track 5. Check if tradespeople are registered and regulated. There are various official registration schemes for tradespeople, like the National House Building Council for builders and GasSafe for gas engineers. Financial services or companies should be regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority, FCA. Contact details on track 5. If someone claims to be registered, check with the relevant trade organisation or the FCA if it's a financial company. Check reviews and recommendations. It's always best to get a reliable recommendation if you're buying a product or service. Search online for the company's name to see if there are any reviews. If it's a local business, ask people you know in the area. It's easy to make convincing business cards and websites, so they don't necessarily prove a person or company's legitimacy. Still not sure? Contact the Citizens Advice Consumer Service. Contact details on track 5. Contact Trustmark. Contact details also on track 5 to find local tradespeople who comply with government-endorsed standards, or ask your local Age UK for an approved list of traders in the area. In Wales, speak to your local Age Cymru. Next steps. For more information about different types of scams and what to look out for, download The Little Book of Big Scams from the Metropolitan Police website. Contact details on track 5 or email cyberprotect@met.police.uk for a copy.
Reporting a scam. If you've been scammed, it's important to report it right away. You shouldn't feel embarrassed about being scammed. If someone stole your money in the street, you'd report it to the police. It shouldn't be any different if a criminal gets access to your private accounts and steals your money. But where should you report a scam? If it's an emergency, always call 999 if you or someone else is in danger. You can also call 101 to speak to the police in a non-emergency. If you've had money stolen, contact your bank straight away by calling either the centralised number 159 or the phone number on the back of your bank card. They can cancel any cards and freeze your accounts. If you want to report a scam, report it to Action Fraud to get a crime reference number. Their contact details are on track 5. Action Fraud is the UK's national reporting centre for fraud and cybercrime. If you've experienced fraud of any kind, you can report it to Action Fraud over the phone or through their online reporting service. Once you've reported the crime, Action Fraud will pass the case on to the National Fraud Intelligence Bureau to investigate and give you a crime reference number. Good to know. If you think you've spotted a scam or you'd like some information on different scams, you can call the Citizens Advice Consumer Service for advice. Contact details are on track 5. The best thing you can do to protect others from scams and fraud is talk about it. Scams are constantly changing and becoming more sophisticated. By letting relevant organisations know you've been scammed and telling them how it happened, you can help them keep up to date with the latest scams and help protect others. Not reporting it or not letting others know only helps the criminal scam others. By reporting it, you might even be able to get some money back. Although this can't be guaranteed, it may be possible in certain circumstances. If you paid for something by credit card in a transaction that turns out to be fraudulent, your card provider may offer protection. If you have household insurance, your policy may also provide cover in some circumstances. If the scammer is traced, it may be possible to prosecute them and recover your money. Good to know. After reporting a scam, such as a suspicious text message, you may not hear anything back and you won't find out if the scammer's being caught. But reporting scams is worthwhile and does make a difference. More people reporting scams makes it easier to stop the criminals and prevent others from being scammed in the future. Your experience can help keep other people safe from fraud.
Top tips. Here's a handy summary of ways to help you avoid scams. Don't open emails or attachments from someone you don't know. Your bank will never call you and ask for your PIN or for you to give your card to a courier. With doorstep callers, remember stop, lock, chain, check. Avoid pension scams by getting independent advice before making decisions. Don't believe letters claiming you have won a fortune. If you haven't entered a lottery or prize draw, you can't have won it. Don't be embarrassed to hang up, say no, or ask someone to leave. Who to contact for further help? Action fraud to report a scam. Call 0300 123 2040. Citizens Advice Consumer Service. Call 03 454 040506. Victim Support. Call 0808 16 89 111.